This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Lord. We praise Him, we seek His aid, His forgiveness. Know that the best way of life is the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the best of affairs are the prescribed matters, and the worst of affairs are the novelties. The novelties, dear brothers and sisters. How many people have not understood the novelties here? Novelties mean innovation. Innovation in Islam. Anyone who produces, who presents, who confronts the Islamic teachings with that which our beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not approve of or act upon or say, he is committing an evil innovation. Not a good innovation, an evil innovation, because there's no such thing as a good novelty. No such thing as a good innovation. Every innovation is evil. So the worst of affairs are the novelties, the innovative matters. The best of death is the death of a martyr. The best of knowledge is that which benefits out there. Many people learn Islam, but it's sad to say that this Islam that they are learning is not for them, it's against them. Yes, there are many scholars today out there. There are many learned people out there. There are many people that say, I know La ilaha illallah, but his actions are refuting that which he claims. His actions is refuting, rebuking that which he claims. So in order for you to say that you know Islam, you have to apply Islam. Action, application, propagation, and patience in the face of adversity. This is Islam. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. It's better to work, dear brother and sister. Better for you to work and earn your living than to go to the Centrelink and say, please give me some money. The worst of earnings is the earnings of riba. The worst of earnings is the earnings, the filthy, dirty earnings of riba. You know how many people listen to riba, have heard riba, have heard the evil of riba, yet they still are drowned in riba. Why, O believer? Why, O Muslim? Are you not a Muslim? Do you not love Allah Ta'ala? If you truly love Allah Ta'ala, you will apply that which Allah loves. The worst of food is eating the inheritance of the orphans. The worst of lie or the worst of speech is that which is a lie. Abusing a Muslim is wickedness. Hitting him is kufr or killing him is kufr. He who withholds his anger, Allah Ta'ala will grant him reward. Patience! Patience, brothers and sisters, patience. Take it easy. When you are confronted with an adversity, a calamity, say, walhamdulillah. Say, alhamdulillah that I have been confronted with this calamity. Why? Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will test you. Allah Ta'ala has given you a life, and that life is built on no other than an examination. Every second that you live, every second that goes past, every day that you go through, you are being tested of slave of Allah Ta'ala. Whether at work, at play, wherever you may be, you are being tested. So whenever you confront any calamities, respond with alhamdulillah that this has happened to me, and do not go in an absolute state of shock and wickedness due to that calamity. He who is proud of himself, he who loves himself, he who feels boastful of himself, he who raises his head on the street and says, there's no one like me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person, he will debase, he will destroy, he will weaken, he will diminish him. Because in the sight of the Almighty Lord, we are all equal. And the best of you is whom? The one that is most pious. He who does acts to be seen by man, to be known by man, to be looked at by man, Allah Ta'ala will make it known of him. Why would you want to do an act so you can be seen by a creature? You know, who cares if that person sees me praying or not? Do we care less? Is that person going to go in the grave with you and answer the question when you are asked by the angels? No. In the grave, the pitch black grave, where we are all going to go very shortly, as time is witness to this, as the day that we are living today is witness to this. Why do we want to do our actions to be seen or heard by man? Why? Brothers and sisters, we worship only the Almighty Lord. He's the one that created us. First, we worship only Him. Our worship, our acts of worship is devoted, only dedicated to the Almighty Lord, the only one that can accept your worship and the only one that can save you in that grave. He who obeys shaitan disobeys Allah Ta'ala. And he who disobeys Allah Ta'ala, he will punish him. Know the creatures that the most exalted of speeches is no other than to speak about the Almighty Lord. When you're together in a gathering, don't waste your time with trivial talk. Don't waste your time of how you're going to build a house or a car or whatever. Don't waste your time of what we're going to do this weekend. Fishing, camping, this, that, whatever. Waste your time with the Almighty Lord's conversation. Waste your time by saying what Allah loves. What the grave, what should we expect? What the hereafter is like. What hell is, what paradise is. Waste your time in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Read the uncreated word of the Almighty, the Quran. Read the sunnah of the best guide, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To have less of that which satisfies one's need. Brothers and sisters, to have less of that which satisfies one's need is better than to have plenty one cannot control. In other words, when you got a lot of something, you want more of it. But when you got a little of something, you prefer to have that little and you say, Alhamdulillah. But when you got more and more and more, you will say, I want more. You keep saying, I want more, because the son of Adam keeps saying, I want more and more and more until he enters that pitch black hole, the dark grave. Provision. The best provision for the hereafter is what? That the gathering of this earth, indeed it is piety. No creatures. That, you know, man really is weak. Man is very weak. He tries so hard in this life to accomplish the beauty, the luxury of this life. You know, we always ask Allah Ta'ala, please, Ya Lord, make us or give us a mansion. Give us a beautiful car. Give us a beautiful house. Beautiful clothes. Give us the beauty of this life. Yes, it's great. But do we ask Him to give us a beautiful heart? Do we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us a beautiful heart which constitutes to Iman? That will guide you to La ilaha illallah? There is nothing better in this life to ask from Allah Ta'ala than a beautiful heart that always utters the word La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. To pardon your brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala will pardon you on a day of resurrection. Cursed is she who sleeps while her husband is upset with her. Cursed is he who points a knife at his brother. Cursed are those ladies who resemble the men and those men who resemble the ladies. Cursed is he who commits the evil, filthy, disgusting, abominated acts of homosexuality. Tfuh! Cursed is he. Cursed is he. A'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Cursed is he who slanders the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Cursed is he who slanders his parents. Cursed is he who puts a tattoo on his body. Cursed is he who connects hair to his hair. Cursed is he who plucks his eyebrow or her eyebrows. Cursed is the leader of the accursed, no other than the devil and every single one that fights Islam. hates Islam, mocks at Islam, every single one that denies La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Oh, you who believe. Now, if you believe, listen. Fear Allah Ta'ala as He should be feared. Mean, obey Him and do not disobey Him. Remember Him and do not forget Him. Thank Him, praise Him, and do not be ungrateful. Fear Him. Fear Him. And do not keep saying, Allahu Ghafuru Rahim. But fear His punishment. What is taqwa? What does the fear mean? Ittaqullah. What does this mean? It means to carry out the fulfillment of the obligations of the Almighty Lord and to abandon, to keep away from His prohibitions. As the great scholar of Islam mentioned, Ibn Kathir, to fulfill Allah's obligations and to abstain, to abandon all the prohibitions, this is the reality of fear. No matter if anyone comes and says, you are doing wrong, criticizing you, do not care about criticize. People criticizing you, do not care about that. Establish justice even against your kin and kith. Abdul Rahman al-Musakhar, Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked by a man, Ya Abu Huraira, what does taqwa mean? What does taqwa mean? A beautiful question. He said to him, by asking him a question, have you ever walked on a thorn-infested path? Thorns. The man replied, yes, I have. He said, how did you walk on a thorn-infested path? He said, every time I saw a thorn as I was walking, I took evasive action lest I be pricked by one. I'll be hurt by one. He said, that is taqwa. By you, when you see sin, to take evasive, divert yourself from sin, lest you are pricked, hurt by one, this is taqwa. In other words, if you see a spike on the road, would you walk over that nail, over that spike to get hurt? No. This is taqwa. To avoid, to evade what? Sin when you confront sin. This is the meaning of taqwa. As a great poet mentioned, he said, to leave sin big and small, that is taqwa, just like the one walking over the thorns, dreading what he sees. He said, do not underestimate the minute sin, the small sin, for indeed, huge mountains was made out of what? Of small stones. It grows and grows and grows and accumulates. It becomes not a small sin anymore, it becomes a major sin. Being subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, our jihad, our striving to implement the law, the deen, the way of the Almighty Lord's way on the face of this earth will undoubtedly fail without taqwa. If you do not live as a person who has taqwa in his life, you will never ever succeed and your actions are all rejected. All of them. The greatest example of this is whom? The two sons of Adam, Qabil and Habil. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَ قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخِرِ قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين من المتقين. Recite, O Muhammad, unto them. Unto whom? Unto the Jews. Unto the Jews. Recite unto them. Those stubborn people. Recite unto them the story of the two sons of Adam. When each of them offered a sacrifice, one of the sacrifice was accepted, whereby the other was rejected by the Almighty Lord. But why? The latter said to the former, I will kill you. I will what? Kill you. And then the former said, indeed, the Almighty Lord only accepts from those who are muttaqeen, those who are muttaqeen, God-fearing, righteous, people with piety. And we know in the early days, when Adam alayhi salam was brought down onto this earth, Adam and Hawa used to deliver children, him, Hawa, how? Instead of triples? Instead of twins. Qabil and his sister was one of the first. Then came Habil and his sister. When these two young men became young adults, strong and mature, they desired to get married. They wanted a life partner. So Allah Ta'ala revealed, because then marriage was not established yet. Marriage was not established yet. So Allah revealed to Adam what they should do. He commanded him by saying, let each child, male child, marry the twin sister of the opposite. In other words, Qabil marries whom? Habil's sister. And Habil marries whom? Qabil's sister. Now when this was instructed to Qabil and Habil, Qabil felt displeased. Who felt displeased? Qabil. Why? Because he thought that he was wronged. Because it was mentioned that Habil's sister was not as beautiful as Qabil's sister. And he was going to marry whom? Habil's sister. So he wanted to marry his own twin sister. And this is evil. So, as you can see, subhanAllah, since the beginning of time, physical beauty played a major factor for the attraction between men and women. Since the beginning of time. Which caused Qabil to envy his brother Habil. So Adam alayhi salam fell here in a dilemma. Not knowing what to do. Big problem on his hands. He wanted harmony and peace with his family. So he turned to the Almighty Lord besieging him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed that each of those children, Qabil and Habil, present a sacrifice. And whosoever sacrifice is accepted will have the right side with him. So Qabil, it was mentioned that he only presented for his sacrifice a corn, where Habil presented as sacrifice the best of his camels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted Habil's sacrifice, but there's a reason why. Why are rejecting Qabil's sacrifice? Why? إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept only from those who are righteous, God-fearing. It's the condition here. You see, taqwa here, taqwa, made one of the sacrifices worthy of Allah's acceptance and pleasure, while the other one, which was devoid of taqwa, his sacrifice was returned back to him, unaccepted by the Almighty Lord. Testifying to the fact that taqwa is a precondition for the success of our endeavors in the life of this world and in the life of the next. And that is without a doubt. You know, many people today do things, but they don't fear Allah Ta'ala. For this they implement sin with a'udhu billah. Why? Because in their hearts there's no fear of Allah Ta'ala. But if you really had fear of Allah Ta'ala, whatever you do, you say is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does Allah like this? So as we heard that taqwa is one of the conditions for our actions to be accepted by the Almighty Lord. And we know the great story of Umar ibn al-Khattab when he wrote to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, who was one of the commanders of the Muslim armies during the campaign of or against the Persians. Umar wrote a very important note to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. He wrote to him, I command you and your soldiers to observe taqwa, for it is the best preparation against the enemy. And the best weapon, the strongest weapon that you can ever, ever own against the enemy. In other words, it's not military power. It's not manhood. It's not technology. It's not the number that wins your battle. Wallahi, it is not. It is taqwa that wins your battle. It is taqwa. Then he completed on his note and saying, and I command you and your army to be more on guard against sin than against your army. In other words, do not fear your army, fear your own sin. If you do not commit sin and you fear Allah Ta'ala, you have won. The battle is already won. The battle is already won as long as you fear Allah Ta'ala and you apply taqwa. And then he said, their numbers is greater than our numbers. Their preparation is much stronger than our preparation. If we equal them in sin, they will indefinitely destroy us through their physical power. If we do not apply taqwa, we will never ever be successful. If we want Allah's assistance, aid and support. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the battles, He supports His believers with angels and angels and angels. But with one condition, it is conditional upon taqwa. إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَأْتُوكُم مِّن فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدُكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوِّمِينَ If you fear Allah Ta'ala and have patience, and the enemy comes rushing at you, rushing towards you in full combat, in intense fighting, Allah Ta'ala, as long as you have taqwa, will send upon you angels and angels and angels. 5,000 angels. Look at the battle of Badr. When the devil took the picture of whom? Iblis took the picture of whom? Took the picture of Suraqah to Ibn Malik. When Suraqah was shaking the hands of one of the pagan leaguers, now, the battle was about to start. Combat was just about to start. You got the pagans here, the Muslims here, and still Suraqah, who is really the Iblis, was shaking the hands and encouraging the disbelievers, the pagans, to fight the Muslims because he knows that they're going to lose. So he wanted all of them to die on paganism, on kufr. So he encouraged them to fight because he knows they're going to die on that belief. And he did not leave him until he saw something which the pagans nor the Muslims saw when he was shaking the hand of the leader of the pagans. He suddenly released his hand from the pagan leader and withdrew himself. The leader said, where are you going? Where are you running away for? He goes, Inni ara ma la taroon. Inni akhafu Allah Rabbil Alameen. He goes, I see what you do not see. He saw the angels descending. I see what you do not see. Indeed, I fear the Almighty Lord, the Lord of mankind. Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon the Muslim army angels and angels and angels. How did they win the fight? Not because of their manpower, not because of their artillery, not because of anything except taqwa. Allah Ta'ala aided them in this battle with angels flourishing because they had taqwa in their hearts, which today we are lacking. And we are humiliated. We are backwards. We are weak because the Muslims today, taqwa is not there no more. Taqwa is not there no more. In Bosnia, some brothers were fighting. This is the reality. When you got taqwa, wallahi Allah wage you. In Bosnia, 1992, 93, 94, only 10 years ago, brothers were in a trench. Three brothers, only three brothers from the West. Inshallah, today they're all shuhada. When they were in the trench, the Serbs surrounded them with full power. Weapons against them. Halas, three guys against ambush consisting of Serbs. They threw their guns down. Halas, we might as well say, La ilaha illallah, we're going to die. They started saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. The voice raised, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. All in a sudden, the Serbs' artillery dropped and they vanished. This is a true, authentic, genuine story. The Serbs vanished. They got a hold of one of the Serbs. They asked him, why did you run away for? You know, you had us. You had us captured. Khalas. You could have killed us. We were only three, they said. He said, you were only three? We saw men coming out of that trench on horseback with turbans. And we ran for our life. هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوِّمِينَ. In Afghanistan, and the holy battle in Afghanistan, Allahu Akbar, a jihad and a half, like no other. Allahumma razik al-Muslimin jami'an shahada. One of the brothers went over a mine. He's standing with his Klitschnikov. What a beautiful image, huh? Klitschnikov, beard. And half of his body vanished. True, authentic story. Half of his body vanished. He was standing there with his fishing cuff, smiling, looking towards the sky and saying to his brothers, look. I said, what? And that was shocked. This person, I ain't got half a body. Look. I said, look at what? Because can't you see them? Can't you see the angels? And he fell and dropped dead. Did not even know he had a half a body on him. هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوِّمِينَ. Taqwa. That's from Taqwa. And many other stories that relate to these incidents. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Rawaha, who said in the battle of Mu'tah, what did he say? He said, by the Almighty Lord, we do not fight the people with the number of soldiers in preparation. No, we do not fight the people with the number of soldiers and preparations. He said, we fight the people with this deen, with this faith, with this heart that the Almighty Lord has honored us with. The heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored them with, which is faith. They did not fight with their weapons. They fought with their heart, believing that the Almighty Lord will indefinitely help them. Why? Because He promised this to the believers. In tasbiru wa tattaku wa ya'tukum min fawrihim. هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُصَوَّمِينَ. Allah is the Lord truthful. When He says something, He will do it. He's the Lord just. Wallahi, you be with Allah Ta'ala and you will never lose. You be with Allah Ta'ala, lay your heart, be with Allah, love Allah, eat, drink, sleep, work, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in front of you, you can never lose. Not for a single second leave Allah from your heart. Not for a single second. Because that second that you leave Allah from your heart, you might die. And it's better for you to die while you're thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Because the best thing for a Muslim when he leaves his world is hell. When he's thinking of the Almighty Lord. Where is the people of today, taqwa? Where's the taqwa today? Their taqwa today is where? Where? At work? Building houses? Going to those fabricated cheaters of Iskan and other so-called Islamic banking, who are stealing the people, deceiving the people. Where's taqwa? Taqwa is not having a huge house. Taqwa is not having a nice home. Taqwa is not having nice clothes. Taqwa is not having something beautiful to drive. Taqwa is to believe in the Almighty Lord and fulfill His obligations and abandon, far, push away sin. This is taqwa. And wallahi, when you are like this, Allah Ta'ala will be the sight that you look with, the ears that you hear with, the hand that you touch with, the leg, the foot that you walk on. He will be all that. Meaning, you will do everything in accordance to what Allah loves, and you will become a wali. Hadith Qudsi, you will become a wali. Not those so-called walis that you are directed to in the graveyards to circumambulate. Oh, ya wali, ya wali, ya wali. No. Not those ones. The one who is a wali of the Almighty Lord is the one that fulfills his obligations and abandons his prohibitions. This is the wali of Allah Ta'ala. The one who has taqwa, and if he's no one but the Almighty Lord. Yes, we all believe that there's an enormous gulf, a huge gulf between us and our enemies. A huge gulf in terms of number, equipment, in terms of various means of power. But wallahi, Allah has given us something to bridge this gap and prevail over our enemies. He has provided us with the means to achieve the greatest triumph. The greatest triumph. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. In condition, tattaqu yaj'al lakum furqana. Oh, you who believe, if you fear him, you fear Allah Ta'ala. See, it's always back to taqwa. Taqwa. If you fear Allah Ta'ala, he will give you, he will grant you a furqan. A furqan is a criterion for you to enable you to distinguish between right and wrong, and you will be relaxed. You will be taken out of every distress, every difficulty, because Allah will help you. Piety, taqwa, dear brothers and sisters, is the only key to salvation from the state of weakness and backwardness and humiliation which this ummah lives in today. It is the means that if we wallahi adopt faithfully, the tools, the instruments of success and victory will be at our disposal. And this is a promise from the Almighty Lord. You know, you get last week a lot of brothers and sisters asking, what do we do in the meantime? You know, the Khalifa is not out. The Antichrist is not out. Gog and Magog is not out. But what do we do in the meantime? What do you do? Implement Islam. That's what you do. Do not wait for the Khalifa to say La ilaha illallah. You implement Islam in your home. That's what you should do. Yeah, were you going to wait for the Khalifa to come and say worship Allah Ta'ala? Is the Khalifa going to be in your grave and help you? No! He's not going to help you. You are the only one that can help yourself. Stop kidding yourself! Stop cheating yourself! Stop lying to yourself! The door is open for you. Islam. Haram is visible. Halal is visible. There's no excuse. Do not cheat yourself. Do not cheat yourself any longer. We are living in a turmoil. The world around us today, as statistics have mentioned, by whom? By the health, the World Health Organization, is that today, the world more than ever, is drowned in the ocean of calamity. Wallahi. Beware. Beware and beware. This is nothing but a sign from Allah Ta'ala. Wallahi, this is nothing but a warning from the Almighty Lord. This is nothing but Allah showing you the signs in order for you to say, Subhanallah, I should open my eyes. What am I doing? Now is the time. You are still alive. Once you're dead, your time is over. Halal is bayin. Haram is bayin. Open your eyes and walk on the path of paradise. Is there any way of explaining that more easier? It's easy. Allah has given you the key to paradise. Take it. Take it. Why take the key to hellfire? Before you confront any action, does Allah love this action? If He does, I'm going to adopt it. If He doesn't, I'm going to abstain. This is taqwa.